Well, we're blessed today to have some guests with us, and so I'm going to welcome if Phil and Jesus and Oscar, if you would like to come up. There's a ministry that we support down in Ecuador, and Phil and Debbie, his wife, are a part of that, and so they just want to share a little bit about ministry, and Jesus was a part of that ministry, and share a little bit about some of the things that their ministry gets to do down in Ecuador.
Pastor, we want to give you a little bit of Ecuador. This is special chocolates from Ecuador. He liked that movie. That was pretty slick. So, just some of you may know what the ministry that we're involved in, and I don't like to refer to it as my ministry, because it really is God's ministry. He allows us to participate in what he is doing. He actually doesn't need me. He lets me participate. And he uses the gifts and talents he has put in me to do something that he's already doing. That's how it works. And along the way, he's sanctifying me and molding me and chiseling. And sometimes it's not fun, but it is good. So when we first went down there, we actually didn't go down to work with street kids. It's just something that happened. It just birthed. It was in our heart and it was there, presented itself. And so if I could put it in a few phrases what Casa Gabriel is about, I would say it's creative discipleship 24/7. That's what it is. We're not a rescue home. We're not a soup kitchen. We're not a boys' home. We work with young men that find themselves on the street that want to get off the street, and they want a future. They apply to participate. It is not easy. They're giving up a lot to participate. This young man, Jesus, participated for 6 years in the home. For an internship, he went to Chile with YWAM and had an incredible experience. Anyway, we have an opportunity to hear from him a little bit. So I have a few questions here from Pastor Perry, but maybe first I'll let him say hello to the church. Entonces, quizás primero.
Hola. No, más que todo, creo que he sido bendecido.
Most of all, I think I've been very blessed.
Creo que Dios ha sido bueno.
And I think that God has been real good.
Y,
Okay.
Y quiero bendecir también a cada uno de ustedes.
And I also want to bless one of each of you.
Por sus oraciones, por sus donaciones.
For your support and for your prayers.
Por estar al tanto de Casa Gabriel.
And for being on top of Casa Gabriel.
Y es algo chévere estar al otro lado de mi país, o al otro lado del mundo, se podría decir.
And it's very nice to be in the other side of the world, you could say, from away from my country.
Y ver lo que nos une.
And to see what unites us.
Y es creer en Dios.
And that's to believe in God.
Y estar en constantemente con Él.
And being with Him constantly.
Y ahora sí, hola.
And now, hi.
So how old were you when you applied to come to Casa Gabriel?
Tenía 13 años.
I was 13 years old.
Había estado 5 años en la calle.
And I've been in the streets for 5 years.
Y cuando Dios ya empezó a hablar a mi vida, ya fue algo fuerte.
And when God started to speak to my life, it was something strong, serious.
Había escuchado el ministerio Casa Gabriel.
I've heard of the ministry Casa Gabriel.
Por algunos amigos.
A few friends.
Y siempre veía a los chicos pasar cerca mío.
And I've always seen the boys pass me by.
Pero un día quería algo diferente, no quería estar en la calle, quería ser alguien diferente.
And I got tired of just being, I didn't want to be part of the streets. I wanted to be somebody different.
Y le dije a Dios, ¿sabes qué? Ya es hora.
And then I told God, you know what, God? Now it's the time.
Quiero que me saques de acá.
I want you to take me out of here.
Y tuve la oportunidad de hacer como una cita con Felipe.
And I had the privilege to make an appointment with Philip.
Claro, antes tenía más pelo.
Before he had a little more hair.
Y tuve la oportunidad de explicarle la situación y me dijo, está bien, te vamos a poner a prueba.
And he gave me the opportunity to express myself. He was like, okay, we'll give you the opportunity.
Y me puso a prueba como 2 meses de estar en la calle, de cumplir reglas, de hacer algunas cosas que en realidad no me gustaban hacer.
So Philip put me on a test for about 2 months, being showing me the rules and stuff, and honestly I didn't really like rules.
Y gracias a Dios lo logré.
And thanks to God I've overcame that, and so here I am.
How do you think the ministry, God used the ministry to help you or work in your life? ¿Cómo usó Dios el ministerio?
Pienso que Casa Gabriel es un ministerio que no te quiere meter a Dios a la fuerza.
I think that Casa Gabriel is a ministry that doesn't want to force God into your life.
Porque yo estuve 2 años en Casa Gabriel.
I was 2 years in Casa Gabriel.
Y no creía en Dios.
And I didn't believe in God.
Porque tenía mucho resentimiento, mucho dolor.
Because I had a lot of pain, a lot of resentment.
Con mis padres, con muchas personas.
With my fathers, with a lot of people.
Pero hubo un tiempo donde empecé a buscar a mi propio Dios, mi relación con Él.
But there was a time that I started searching for my own God, a relationship with Him.
Donde empecé a aprender de cómo yo puedo tener mi relación personal con Él.
I started to learn that how can I have a personal relationship with God.
Hay algo que me gusta de Casa Gabriel que es como cogen a chicos de que están en situaciones de riesgos.
One of the things that I like about Casa Gabriel is that they pick up kids that they're in a risk.
Y les enseñan a ser líderes en el futuro y en el presente.
And they show them how to be leaders in the present and in the future.
Y yo quise ser ese líder, pero buscando a un Dios que sea personal.
And I wanted to be that leader, but in search of a God that could have that relationship personal.
Porque todos creemos en Dios.
Because we all believe in God.
Pero tu relación con Dios es lo importante.
But the relationship is what is important with God.
Adoramos a un mismo Dios.
We all pray at the same God.
Pero mi relación con Dios, que Dios me hable a mí personalmente, también es importante.
But it's very important that the relationship that I have with God, that God speaks and talks to me.
Casa Gabriel me ayudó a estar en el camino.
Casa Gabriel helped me to stay in the path.
Pero una vez que estuve en el camino, me dejó caminar solo.
But once I was in the path, they let me walk by myself.
Y no quiere decir que no me estuvo apoyando.
That doesn't mean that they didn't support me.
Con oraciones, con todo eso, me estuvo apoyando.
With prayers and all that, but they were supporting me.
Pero llegó la hora en que yo debía caminar y enfrentar solo para llegar a conocer a Dios.
But there was a time where I had to walk alone so I could meet that personal God.
Es lo que aprendí en Casa Gabriel y sigo aprendiendo.
That's what I've learned in Casa Gabriel and I keep learning.
Do you think that there is a need for a ministry like Casa Gabriel currently, and why?
¿Piensas que hay una necesidad en la Casa Gabriel hoy en día y por qué?
Todo el tiempo tenemos necesidades.
There's always a need.
Y creo que siempre va a haber necesidades.
And I think that there's always going to be a need for Casa Gabriel.
Es claro que cuando, por ejemplo, la iglesia se conforma.
It's clear that a lot of times when the church converts, stays.
Y estamos en un mundo de confort donde nos gusta y seguimos haciendo lo mismo y no queremos salir de ese confort.
We're in a path of just staying, being comfortable and just staying there, just being comfortable.
Y nos vamos a estancar.
And then we sink, we just stop.
Y yo creo que Casa Gabriel sigue progresando porque no se conforma nunca.
And I think Casa Gabriel keeps outreaching because it never stays in a comfort zone.
Fui la segunda generación de los chicos que estuvieron en Casa Gabriel.
I'm the second generation of the kids who were brought to Casa Gabriel.
Una vez que me gradué de Casa Gabriel, vino otra generación.
Once I graduated, there was another generation that came up.
Y así va a seguir siendo.
And it'll continue doing it.
Quizás cuando Felipe no esté.
Maybe when Philip's there no more.
La persona que venga después de Felipe.
The person that comes after Philip.
La persona que después de la persona de Felipe que venga.
After the person from Philip that comes.
Van a seguir habiendo chicos que necesitan oración, que necesitan de su ayuda.
There's always going to be kids. They're going to be need of prayer and just more than just prayer.
Quiero que entiendan algo.
I just wanted to understand one thing.
Casa Gabriel solo es un ministerio que es usado por Dios.
Casa Gabriel is just a ministry that is used by God.
El que realmente sostiene el ministerio es Dios.
The one who sustains the ministry is in reality is God.
Y gracias a él y sabe que las cosas están yendo bien, que están progresando con los chicos, que aún mantiene el ministerio.
And he knows that everything is being treated to the kids that are being brought to the ministry and keep working with them.
Pero esto requiere buscarle, no conformarse, seguir hallando nuevas maneras de impactar al mundo con Casa Gabriel o con otro ministerio.
And that requires that new ideas, new strategies, but also with the help of God to continue reaching out for those kids. Yes.
Y nunca dejemos de aprender.
And never stop learning.
Porque si Jesús mismo cuando Jesús era Dios.
Jesus was God.
Y él pudo haber venido y decir, yo soy Dios y lo sé todo.
He could have just came in and said, I'm God and I know everything.
Así que me voy a conformar, voy a sentarme y voy a hacer milagros desde lejos.
I'm just going to sit down and get comfortable and do miracles from far.
Pero él decidió seguir haciendo milagros.
But he decided to walk with those miracles that he did.
Incluso con resucitar no se conformó.
And, even with resurrecting people, he wasn't comfortable with even that.
Nos dio al Espíritu Santo.
He gave us the Holy Spirit.
Y aún nos sigue ayudando y no se conforma nunca.
And he keeps helping us, and he's never in a comfort zone.
Yes. Eso es nuestro Dios.
That's our God.
Y eso es el Dios que vemos en el ministerio de Casa Gabriel.
And that's the God that we see in the ministry of Casa Gabriel.
Así que siempre ha sido fácil.
So it's always been that easy.
Sabemos que no fue fácil, Dad.
You know it's not been easy.
These gray hairs, I earned them. I just want to know. I just feel so comfortable here, like family. If you guys have any questions that you might want to ask this young man, he's very capable. And so he's not afraid to take any questions that you might have. Like, why were you on the street if you have parents? That's a good question. I'll answer that for you. Because 100% of the boys that I work with come from the same context. UNICEF did a study of street kids in Central and South America. And I believe it's probably true in North America as well. There are three common variables that all street kids have: poverty, lack of education, and absent fathers. And it's very interesting because when we started working with girls at the girls' house, we realized that their kids could have been future Casa G boys. But that cycle is being stopped even back then.
Les comenté un poco de...
Any questions that you might have for Jesus?
Con confianza.
With confidence.
Well, do you have any personal goals where you feel like the Lord might be taking you next?
¿Tienes algunas metas personales que Dios personalmente te quiere a ti llevar?
O sea, sí, tengo muchas metas personales.
Yes, I have a lot of personal goals.
Una de ellas es estudiar la universidad y trabajar con el gobierno.
One of them is to go to college and work with the government.
En Ecuador es un poco difícil estudiar la universidad.
In Ecuador, it's difficult to study, to go to college.
Pero la razón por qué quiero hacer esto es porque hemos olvidado de dónde venimos.
And the reason I want to do that is because a lot of times we forget where we come from.
Porque Dios estableció al gobierno para que podamos poner un orden, se podría decir.
Because God was the one that built the government for a purpose to put the rules down.
Podemos ver al rey David.
We could see King David.
Quizás se equivocó un millón de veces.
Maybe he messed up a million times.
Pero su gobierno fue basado y creado en Dios.
But his government was based upon God.
Y su nación fue próspera y fue muy fuerte.
And David's nation was prosperous and strong.
Con algunas caídas, pero se levantó.
With a few falls, but he came back up.
Entonces, quizás sea un poco difícil empezar por ahí, pero quiero empezar a marcar la diferencia por ahí.
It could be like a high goal, maybe even tough, but I want to start making a difference from there.
Y otro de algunos de los planes que tengo es como crear un ministerio que no solo los jóvenes vean que es muy religioso.
I want to, and also another personal goal is start a ministry where kids won't be able to see it as religious.
Que llame la atención de jóvenes que sepan que no solo vivimos por religión.
I want to get the attention of kids that we're trying to get their attention not just for being religion.
Sino que la religión es secundario y que vemos a Dios.
No, because religion is secondary and that we can see God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Gracias.
Con gusto.
Sounds like something we would pray for.
My pleasure.
Gracias.
I had the same question. However,
pero,
I would like to know his passion in Jesus.
Pero me gustaría saber tu pasión por Jesús.
Mi pasión por Jesús es, ¿cómo te lo puedo describir?
My passion for Jesus is, let me see if I could describe it to you.
Yo creo que Dios es un Dios muy grande.
I think that God is too big.
Y ponerlo en mi pasión creo que lo haría muy pequeño.
And if I could put him in my passion, I think it would be a small God.
Pero parte de eso es verlo en todos los lugares.
But part of that is seeing Jesus in every place.
Verlo en la naturaleza.
See him in the nature.
Muchas veces cuando te pones a hablar con él y estás viendo la luna.
A lot of times when you're talking to God and let's say you're looking at the moon.
Puedes ver que somos afortunados.
You could see that we're just fortunate.
Y parte de eso es la pasión que él tiene por nosotros, por vernos bien, por amarnos.
And part of that is his passion to look as good for loving us.
Tan solo el poder respirar.
Just simple as breathing.
Eso nos hace parte también de ser amados por él.
That makes part of us as being loved by God.
Podría seguir con un montón de cosas.
I could continue on and on all day.
Pero saber que estoy aquí es parte de mi pasión por él, de amarle, de verle en diferentes lugares, de poder ver su gratitud conmigo.
And just one of them, just being here today, just seeing God's gratitude towards me and seeing him here.
Tan solo conocer otra cultura como Brasil y estar en las favelas y ver a los niños es parte de su pasión por mí también.
Also another passion of God is towards me is also being in Brazil and looking at the Ceres de Ghetto in Brazil.
Pastor Perry, I don't know how much time we have. Okay. So I'm really curious if anybody from over here would have any questions for this young man. All right. Jesús, cuéntanos un poco de tu familia.
Jesús, talk a little bit about your family.
Tu mamá y papá y después tu vida para que hacerlo real.
La verdad es que casi nunca viví con mis padres.
I'm going to talk a little bit about my parents, and the truth is I hardly didn't live with my parents.
Cuando era adolescente, o sea, a la edad de 3 años, por ahí.
When I was a kid, I mean 3 years old.
Fui separado de mis padres.
I was separated from my parents.
Entonces, yo tuve una relación como muy distante durante, hasta que cumplí 9 años.
So when I was up to 9 years old, I had a distant relationship.
Cuando cumplí 9 años, empecé a vivir con ellos.
When I was 9 years old, I started to live with my parents.
Pero no funcionó.
But it didn't work out.
Entonces, con mi hermano y yo salimos a la calle.
Then me and my brother, we went out to the streets.
¿A qué edad?
A los 9 años.
Yep. I was 9 years old when we went out to the streets.
Y durante todo ese tiempo, durante 5 años, estuve en la calle.
So for 5 years, I was out in the streets.
Cuando entré a casa Gabriel, tenía odio hacia mis padres.
When I was welcome to casa Gabriel, I had hate towards my parents.
Y también tenía odio hacia Dios.
And also hated also God.
¿Por qué? Porque mi mamá era cristiana.
Why? Because my mom was Christian.
Entonces eso creó mi odio hacia Dios.
That was what created the hate towards God.
Cuando entré a casa Gabriel, algo que Dios me estuvo enseñando durante todo ese tiempo.
When I was in casa Gabriel, something that God was showing me for a long time was.
Es aprender a perdonar.
Is to learn how to forgive.
Y el señor que venga ahí.
And the man you guys see there.
Me decía, anda a visitar a tus padres, y yo le decía, no, no quiero.
He kept telling me, hey, you gotta go visit your parents. He's like, no, I don't want to.
Anda a visitar a tus padres, no quiero.
You have to visit your parents, no, I don't want to.
Y me dio mi tiempo.
And he gave me my time.
Pero hubo un tiempo donde dijo, tienes que ir a visitar a tus padres.
But there was a time he was like, says, no, you need to go visit your parents.
Y tienes que aprender a perdonar.
And you need to learn how to forgive.
Porque es lo que Dios enseña.
Because that's what God shows us.
Dios trabajó conmigo fuertemente.
God worked with me, I can say, strongly.
Fui a visitar a mis padres.
And then I did go visit my parents.
Y poco a poco fue naciendo el amor de un hijo hacia un padre.
And little by little, the love was growing for as a son, as a child to a father.
Yo admiro mucho a mi mamá.
And I admire now my mom.
Es una mujer de fe increíble.
She's a woman of a faith incredible.
Ella fue la que antes de pedir la visa dijo, ya la tienes.
Before I applied for the visa to come to the United States, she told me, you already have it.
Y Su amor, sus oraciones también me han tenido firme en la fe.
And her love and her prayers had kept me strong on my walk.
Ella vive con mi padrastro.
She lives with my stepfather.
Se separó de mi papá cuando yo era pequeño.
She got separated from my real dad when I was little.
Mi papá vive en Quito, en Ecuador, en una ciudad que se llama Santo Domingo.
My father lives in a city of Ecuador. It's called Santo Domingo.
Con él se ha sido un poco fuerte trabajar, no porque tenga ira hacia él.
With him, it's been a little bit challenging working with him, not because I have hate towards him, but
porque la verdad es que ya no tengo iras con nadie.
The reality is that now I don't have hate with nobody.
Pero como es una distancia como de 3 horas.
But the distance is from where I am to where my father lives is about 3 hours.
Y no estoy acostumbrado como a estarles llamando o a estar cerca de él, entonces sí ha sido un poco difícil.
What makes it hard is that I'm not a guy that does every call once in a while, visit, and it's because 3 hours makes it for him difficult to go back and forth. So that's why it's been a little bit challenging.
Pero hace un tiempo mi hermano falleció.
But a while back my brother died.
Y he tenido la oportunidad como de empezar a acercarme a él. Ahora cuando estaba en Ecuador hablábamos casi todos los días por teléfono.
And I had the opportunity to speak with him like daily over the phone.
Él es alcohólico.
He's an alcoholic.
Pero está aprendiendo a dejarlo.
But he's learning to how to leave that aside.
Él antes cuando no tomaba demasiado me llevaba también a la iglesia.
Before he started drinking, he also took me to church.
Y también creo que es un buen hombre en el fondo.
And I think also inside of him, I think he's a good man.
Ellos son mis padres.
Those were my fathers.
Un poco. Sí, está bien. Okay. Pero que quieres saber qué quiere significar esa.
¿Tienes una hija? ¿Cómo sucedió eso?
Muy bien. Felipe.
Okay. Philip asked him another question about Sammy.
Durante tu vida cristiana nunca piensas que puedes caer.
During your Christian walk or Christian life, you think that you can't fall.
Durante mi tiempo en Casa Gabriel cuando empecé a salir.
In my time when I was in Casa Gabriel, when I started to go out to outreach.
Estuve con una chica.
I got involved with this girl.
Y ella quedó embarazada.
And she got pregnant.
En ese tiempo estaba a punto de ir a Hakun.
In that time I was getting ready to go to Hakun.
Which is YWAM.
Y Felipe todavía no sabía.
And Philip, by that time, he didn't know.
Pero me conoce demasiado y sabía que algo pasaba.
But he knows me too well. He knew that something was going on.
Muchas veces cuando somos cristianos es difícil confesar nuestros pecados.
A lot of times when we're Christians, a lot of times it's difficult to confess our troubles or our sins.
Y nos da vergüenza de nuestros pecados también.
And our sins a lot of times put shame on us.
Porque pensamos qué dirá la gente, qué irá a pasar después, o qué dirá la gente de mi vida.
Because we think like, oh, what are they going to think about me now? I mean, what's their attitude towards me now? Is it going to change?
Pero nunca pensamos qué dirá Dios de mí.
But we never think what God thinks of me.
Mi tiempo en Hakun fue un tiempo donde aprendí a conocer a Dios.
My time in Hakun was a time where I could appreciate and spend time with God.
Donde me enseñó a acercarme más a Dios, a no estar tan distante y hablar más con Él.
Show me where to come closer to Him, talk to Him daily.
Recuerdo que hubo un tiempo de sanidad.
I remember a time of healing.
Donde Dios me estaba hablando para que yo hablara con Felipe.
When I remember when God was talking to my life to talk with Philip.
Y que hablara sobre este tema.
And to speak about that circumstance.
Felipe es como un padre para mí, yo le he dicho.
Philip is like a father to me, and I've told him that.
Y la verdad es que me importa lo que él piense.
And in reality, it's important to me what he thinks of it.
Esa noche me acuerdo que era de noche.
I remember that time was a night time.
Y Dios ya me estaba hablando que es tiempo de hablar con Felipe.
And God was telling me that hey, it's time for you to talk to Philip.
Y hicimos videollamada.
And we did a video call.
Y le expliqué todo.
And I explained everything to him.
Llorando como un niño.
Crying like a little boy.
Y pensé que me iba como a decir, no, ¿qué, por qué hiciste eso? O algo así.
And I thought his reaction was going to be like punishing. Why do you do that for? You know, that was his get.
Pero dijo, okay, sabía que te pasaba algo.
He was like, okay, I knew something was troubling you.
Todo va a estar bien.
And everything, don't worry, everything's going to be okay.
Como un padre me animó.
Like a father, he encouraged me.
Me ayudó.
He helped me out.
Estuvo ahí para mí.
He was there for me.
Muchas de las veces pensamos que estamos solos.
Most of the time we think that we are alone.
Pero no sabemos que Dios nos pone a personas importantes en tu vida que puedes contar con ellos.
But a lot of times we don't know that God puts important people in your life that you can count on them.
En mi caso fue Felipe.
In my case it was Philip.
Pero en tu caso puede ser otra persona.
But in your case it could be somebody else.
Ahora tengo una nena preciosa que se llama Samantha.
Now I have a precious little girl named Samantha.
Ella tiene ahora 4 años.
She's now 4 years old.
Este año va a ir a la escuela.
This year she's going to go to school.
Y es bien imperativa.
And she's got a temper.
Sometimes in ministry, we just want to share the pretty stuff, the positive stuff. The hard stuff is just as important because it's God's redemption. It's real life. It's what we go through, and God is in the midst of it. And God redeems and saves and heals. Debbie and I have always believed that relationship in ministry is key. And programs, planning, that stuff is important because it helps us. But they're tools. They're just tools. And okay, that tool doesn't work, so you put it back in the tool bag and you look for another one. Let's try this tool. But sometimes we get confused and think that the tool is actually what we really are striving for. And it doesn't work. Relationship is the bridge that truth walks across. Even relationship is not the end. It's the truth of our relationship with Jesus Christ. But relationship here with people is oftentimes that bridge where truth can walk across to the other side and meet us or meet somebody. There's something that I have felt, both Debbie and I have felt in this congregation, in this church here. Relationship is real. Relationship is important. We really appreciate that. Jesus, are there any last words that you feel like you want to just share with this?
Ah, sí.
Yes.
El hecho que me vean acá al frente.
The reason that you might see me up here.
Quiere decir que no soy perfecto tampoco.
It doesn't mean that I'm perfect by any
Pero
means.
Pero sigo cometiendo errores.
I keep making mistakes.
Pero sigo viendo al frente.
But I keep looking forward.
Porque sé que cada paso que doy.
Because I know that every step that I take.
Mi mirada está puesta en la cruz.
My sight is focused on the cross.
Toda la vida te van a juzgar, te van a criticar, te van a querer bajonear.
All your life there are going to be people that are going to criticize you. They're always going to try to put you down.
Pero cuando tu mirada está puesta en Jesús.
But when your look is faced in Jesus.
Vas a seguir avanzando avanzando, avanzando.
You're going to keep growing, growing, and keep on going, and keep on going.
Y va a haber ocasiones en que vas a estar caminando en el lodo.
There's going to be a circumstance you're going to start walking in the mud.
Algo que me gusta de los Estados Unidos es que tienen el fútbol americano.
Something that one of the things that I like about the U.S. is that their football teams.
Y es chévere, pero a la vez escalofriante.
It's nice, but a lot of times it's kind of like it's a rough sport.
Ver cómo se chocan.
To see how they crash.
Pero algo que admiro de ellos es que a pesar de los golpes siempre van para adelante.
One of the things that I admire about football is besides the hard hits, is they keep on going, they keep on going.
Tu vida es como el fútbol americano.
Your life is like the football game.
Porque siempre te van a golpear más fuerte que la primera vez.
Because the first time or the second time they're gonna hit you harder than the first time.
Y vas a caer un millón de veces.
And you might fall a million times.
Vas a sentir que tus piernas ya no dan.
You're gonna feel like your legs are weak now.
Pero te vas a volver a levantar y vas a correr hasta hacer el stone down.
Touchdown.
You see, yes.
Your legs are gonna hurt and you're gonna be all bruised up. You're gonna get up until you hit the touchdown.
Y ahí es donde vas a saltar de la emoción. Vas a disfrutar porque tu touchdown.
And that's where you're gonna jump and rejoice from your hardship of getting there.
Es cuando estés en los pies de Cristo y junto a él.
When you're now at the feet of Jesus and in His presence.
Yo les animo a que no dejen de orar, no se den por vencidos con personas que quizás estén en situaciones similares a las que yo estuve.
I encourage you that if God puts you your heart of encouraging somebody like that was my shoes, to keep on praying for him, to keep supporting them.
Porque quizás no veas el resultado en ese momento.
Because maybe at that time you don't see the results.
Pero lo vas a ver en el futuro.
But you're going to see it in the future.
Algo que yo siempre le digo a Felipe y a su familia es que él no recuerda la primera vez que yo los vi.
One of the things I keep telling Philip and his family is the first time I seen him.
Estaba en un centro comercial y siempre con mi hermano caminábamos por ese centro comercial.
We're at a shopping center and me and my brother always walked to that shopping center.
Y recuerdo que estaban comiendo un delicioso helado de chocolate.
And remember they were eating a delicious chocolate ice cream.
Y yo decía.
And I said to myself.
Qué rico helado.
What a delicious chocolate melt.
Y había conocido a mi hermano primero.
Philip had met my younger brother first.
Y mi hermano me presentó.
And my brother presented me to Philip.
Estaba Mami Debbie, Danielita, Jordan, creo que también Chelsea, no recuerdo.
All those four guys were there, I think.
Y me dijo, él es Felipe, y ellos, hola, ¿cómo estás?
And they said, this is Philip. They're like, oh, okay, well, you heard what he said.
Mucho gusto.
My pleasure.
¿Quieres un helado?
And he asked, do you guys want an ice cream?
Nos compraron un helado y ahí se fueron.
They bought us an ice cream and they left.
Pero lo que quiero decir es con esto, que yo nunca me imaginé que esa familia me iba a ser parte de su familia.
What I never thought was that family would have made me part of their family.
Y que lo que Dios iba a hacer con esa familia es la persona que Dios hizo conmigo.
And never thought that what God was going to do with this family that what God made with me.
Me siento parte de los Daos.
I feel part of the Daos.
Y me siento parte del reino de Dios porque Dios usó a esta familia y a Casa Gabriel.
And I'm a part of God's kingdom because of Casa Gabriel and because of the Daos family.
Pero no te emociones.
But don't get joyful.
Porque si Dios hizo eso con los Daos, puede hacerlo contigo.
Because if God did that with the Daos, it also could do it with you.
Es como cuando siembras.
It's like, well, you guys, Daos family knows when you sow.
Siempre tienes la fe que eso se va a cosechar y vas a ver un montón de maíz.
You put the faith on that's going to grow. You're going to see a lot of corn.
Similares.
Similar.
Gracias por por su atención, por su hospitalidad y por seguir orando.
Thank you for your support, for your hospitality, and for your prayers.
Y si algún día quieren visitar a Casa Gabriel, son bienvenidos.
And if one whenever you guys want to visit Casa Gabriel, you're more than welcome.
I'm going to ask Jesus, if you want to explain this to him, just pray for us to have a heart for people like him, to have a heart to touch those that God has put us in connection with. Now I feel like even though there's nothing wrong with going to touch people on the other side, but the people who are neighbors, the people we see at the ice cream shops, the people we see out shopping, the people that we're so familiar with, that we've gotten so comfortable with, that we just take for granted, and we don't see them. We don't share with them. And just have a heart to share and love them, like the ministry Casa Gabriel did with Jesus and the young men down there.
Amado Padre Celestial, te damos gracias.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
Porque tú eres bueno, Señor.
Because you are good.
Porque eres perfecto también.
Because you are also perfect.
Señor, te pido que abras nuestras mentes.
Lord, I pray that you would open our minds.
Que abras nuestros corazones.
That you would open our hearts.
Para ver lo que tú no ves en otras personas, Señor. Lo que tú ves en otras personas.
To help us see what you see in other people's lives.
Ayúdanos a no conformarnos, Señor.
Help us to not be comfortable in our own little bubble.
Ayúdanos a bendecir como somos bendecidos.
Help us to bless in the way that you bless us.
Y síguenos apoyando y síguenos aprendiendo.
Lord, continue to teach us and guide us.
Porque a pesar de todo, Dios, tú eres bueno.
Something that we know that we can count on is that you are good.
Señor, permítenos que tu gracia se derrame en nosotros.
Lord, pour out your grace upon us.
Y permítenos ser instrumentos.
And help us to be instruments.
Para poder ver.
To help see.
Al Dios que murió en la cruz, Señor.
To help see that God that died on the cross for us.
Y que las personas puedan ver eso y que te puedan seguir a ti, Señor.
And that other people could also see that and they could follow you as well.
Úsanos, Padre.
Lord, use us.
Papito lindo, te pido que bendigas a cada miembro de esta congregación.
Sweet Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help the people in this congregation.
Que bendigas a sus familias.
That you would bless each family here.
Que bendigas a sus vidas.
That you would bless their lives.
Y que bendigas lo que tú vas a hacer con ellos, Señor.
Lord, that you would bless what you're going to do with each one of them.
Te agradecemos por un hermoso día.
Lord, we thank you for a precious day.
Y bendecimos a las personas que están representadas en este lugar.
Lord, and we bless the families that are represented here in this congregation.
En el nombre de tu amado Cristo Jesús.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen.